Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. During this episode, I explore some of what I believe to be the most relevant reasons that we do not feel good enough to pursue our passions and what we can do to overcome those.
Big dreams, big visions. Most, if not all of us, have them. But why do seemingly so few of us see these dreams come true? There are, of course, myriad reasons as to why, but for this post, I'd like to focus on the concept of being good enough. Now, a lot of us get stuck on our projects because we either want what we deliver to be as good as it can be, or we don't consider ourselves to be good enough to put ourselves out there. Of course, we all need to deliver material that is going to be pleasurable for our audience to receive, but we mustn't let ourselves get tripped up by this concept of everything having to be perfect. Perfectionism is in itself a form of egoism, but I'll be talking about that a little bit more in a few weeks. For today, I want to focus on this concept of being good enough or not being good enough. So many times I've not taken action on something because I haven't found the perfect way of delivering it, or I felt that I somehow wasn't good enough to do it just yet. For example, I stopped singing for 10 years because I thought my voice sounded horrible and that I couldn't sing properly. It's taken me that long to gain the confidence to start singing again. And in thinking along these lines, I decided to really tap into the main reasons that we feel or act like we're not good enough to pursue or become involved in some activity that vitally interests us. So, let's look at some of what I believe to be the most relevant reasons that we do not feel good enough to pursue our passions. Number one is that we have been, through most of our lives, being told by others that we must follow a certain ritual or believe in certain ways before we will be socially acceptable to others. Number two is that we have listened to others who are critical of us in ways that are not conducive to our growth or progression. Now, this type of criticism is usually delivered to us to deliberately stop us in our tracks. If we listen to this pessimistic view, we allow it to have authority over us, and inevitably it holds us back in pursuing our goals and passions. Now, don't get me wrong, good constructive criticism, the type that helps you become better at what you do, is absolutely vital. But non-constructive criticism is meant for no other reason than to put you down, and it should be discarded immediately. Number three is that we have not bought into ourselves fully and completely. We've been told that we were good by others, but deep, deep down inside, we just do not believe that it could be true about us. Number four is that throughout our entire lives, we have handed over our personal responsibilities to some type of authority who has dominion over us. Now, this causes a major conflict within ourselves as we think we know what is best for us, but the authorities inside our being are always telling us that this is not the case. Number five is that we are not listening to our inner voice. Our inner voice, the true essence of who we are in the physical world, is, or at least should be, our perfect guide and counselor. Too often, we do not listen nor respond to what that inner voice is telling us. Therefore, the conflict begins. So these are a few reasons to think about in the coming days, weeks, and months. We can and should always be the captain of our souls and the masters of our own fate. And it's easier to do than you think. How did I get over my own feelings of not being good enough? Purely by, number one, listening to my heart, listening to the call of my soul, and putting my fears aside, or flying in the face of my fears, and pursuing my passion for music. And I got over my feelings of not being good enough specifically by continuously and tirelessly working as hard as I can at my art. I'm talking like 14 hours a day, 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm just at it with everything I have. And I also reached out for support. So I now work with an incredible music production mentor called Gary Gray, who not only identifies and destroys the lies that are holding me back, but also offers me incredible tuition to help me grow and develop my skills as a music maker. Having someone like this support you in your quest is absolutely tremendous. It's life-changing. So do seek out support in your quest to achieving your dreams and getting over your feelings of inadequacy and of not being good enough. I do my singing practice every single day, or at least as close to every single day as I possibly can. And I spend countless hours in the studio learning, experimenting, and I do it all with patience, perseverance, and with pure passion. You've got to be really patient with yourself, and you've got to be really gentle with yourself whilst you're getting over these feelings of not being good enough. The more we practice our art, the more familiar we become with it, the longer we spend honing and nurturing our craft, the more our confidence grows. The two are interrelated. And as our confidence grows, so the feelings of not being good enough dwindle. Guys, it's time for us to realize our full potentials and begin to listen to ourselves for a change. Listen to what's in here in your hearts. Never, never to the outside forces that choose to hinder our progress. Here's to achieving our dreams.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it, so please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.